This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, too, to great radio stations all across America. And let's not forget about the fact that we're also broadcasting around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, tonight, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, and wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website for the radio show, the Captain's America Third Watch .com. And joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards. Good morning. All right. 36 people outside the window because it was raining earlier. 36 people are all chiming in. There we go. Thank you very much, canned audience. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, it was a great night last night at the White House. One of the historic events of all times took place with Justice, now Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, taking the oath of office for the Supreme Court during the White House ceremony. Justice Clarence Thomas, the senior most justice at the Supreme Court, giving her the oath, if you will. And I'll tell you what, I was so impressed, and she is the first woman with children in school, okay, to become a Supreme Court justice. That's a pretty monumental thing.
It is, absolutely, Captain. And she's one of the most bright individuals ever sworn in for the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And she really, because I was so impressed during the hearings anyway, and like mentally she made mincemeat out of her, I'll just call them accusers.
Basically. You think?
But yeah, it was a wonderful thing. I watched the swearing in, and I felt so much pride mm-hmm. as an American, and really glad for the president too. That was something great that he had pledged to do, and he wanted to do it, and he got her done, and it was really great.
Now the presidential horse race is down to 1 week. We've got 7 days to go. And Joe Biden continues to drop in the polls. There was another poll that came out yesterday, another major poll, and he's trailing Donald Trump again. Donald Trump is surging. He's actually picked up 16 points in one poll in the last 2.5 weeks.
You're talking about the president, am I correct?
Yes, the president.
You know, this is coming at a great time as we get close to the election. Finally, it's about time that Uncle Joe Biden is beginning to sink in the polls, because I was very concerned about so many Americans still considering voting for the man, considering his condition, considering his policies, things that he wants to do, whether it's to the economy with the trillions of dollars in tax raises and getting rid of all of the regulation breaks that the President Trump had put in place for us. His relationship, which is too close for my taste, with China, and many other things that are very concerning. So I'm very happy to see him beginning to slip, but I don't know if he slipped enough. It's going to be really tight.
The number one search over the weekend was how to change your vote if you early voted by mail or by absentee. Now, there's only seven states in the country where you can do that. They are Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, your state, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi. And I find it kind of unique that Pennsylvania and New York are in the same breath there, because I'm thinking that after what Joe Biden did, if some people voted early and then he talked about fracking and got caught with his own words, okay, somebody might want to change their ballots.
And they should. I mean, but he talked about banning fracking a long time ago.
Yeah,
long before people started being desperate.
1992 was the first record of it. Mm-hmm.
But for years he's been against all of this, and he talked about basically doing away with the oil industry and all of that. So they already knew that before they voted, and that was my concern about why so many Americans still supported the man, whether they want to change their minds now or not. But, you know, you vote, you vote, and that's it. I just am glad at this time that more people are considering. Hopefully more people are changing their minds now, moving forward, before they go to the polls, and vote, in my opinion, the right way for our good president.
Now, Joe Biden took some very rare questions from reporters at the campaign stop, where, by the way, they had more reporters there than they had people. And he really didn't give any answers to the questions. And then he got upset with a CBS reporter that asked him about his son and about the Hunter Biden laptop and all that stuff. And he really teed off on him.
Yeah, I mean, they were very light questions, like you said, and he got a little stiff over there. He did get a little stiff, and he accused him of, like you always do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to play an Edwards Notebook here in just a second or so. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, mossnissan.com, the website. And I will tell you that the new 2021 Rogues are in at Moss Nissan, and they've made some really incredible upgrades to this fantastic SUV. Now, the Rogue has really gone rogue. It starts with quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, and a full suite of safety and driver-assist technologies that come standard, including intelligent all-wheel drive. Now, the new Rogue nearly drives itself, and I've driven many miles in a Rogue. I've had four of them from Moss Nissan over the years, and I know you'll enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Care is included with each vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value pack that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. There's more than 800 vehicles now in stock, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for that the other dealerships don't. Now, Moss Nissan and Acura are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's the program that puts pastors, veterans, active duty military, and first responders up on a pedestal. Remember, Nissan stores are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura together on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, don't forget, visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, and without fail, here is an Edwards notebook.
If it wasn't for Democrats saying that everything is unfair, Democrats would be a silent minority. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, ever since Democrats have been prevented from physically abusing black Americans by lynchings, rapings, burning black-owned homes, businesses, and churches via the Ku Klux Klan, Democrats switched to the rallying cry of unfair, unfair healthcare system, unfair education, unfair economy. Everything is just plain unfair, according to Democrats. Of course, their solution is to avoid any real solutions. Instead, Democrats seek to use their yelping claim of unfair everywhere to simply pit groups of Americans against one another and utilize the politics of division to accomplish the Democrats' goal of literally destroying our exceptional nation way of life. Let's not forget, it was the racist Democrat Margaret Sanger who convinced black Americans that because life was unfair, they should simply abort their babies. Today, Democrats' solution to unfairness is overregulation, higher taxes, to ironically redistribute it from the productive to the idle. No matter what changes may occur, Democrats remain the same. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You know, when I hear that the new voice of America, I think of the fact that you're old as dirt, so you've reinvented yourself, right? Oh, wait a minute. That works better when I do that. There you go. You reinvented yourself, right? Okay, I had to say that because you know you're not a young spry chicken. All right, let's talk about Rudy Giuliani. He's a young spry chicken. He's got the hard drive from Hunter Biden's laptop, and boy, oh boy, he's saying now. I think he turned over some pictures of children that were being misused or abused. Don't know where Hunter fits into this, but I think he turned over some pictures to the FBI.
And from what I heard, that the young Biden may be in those pictures himself. But here's the thing, Captain. People on the left, and I'm not going to say one way or another concerning Hunter because I haven't seen the pictures.
Me neither.
But people on that side of the ledger are known to be in favor of pedophilia and things of that nature, and I wouldn't be surprised if Hunter would be a participant. Stranger things have happened. I'll just put it to you that way. I think that that's one of the reasons why they want to, brush this stuff out under the rug. But I find it ironic, Captain, that the Dragon Media, you don't hear about this anywhere hardly, other than Fox or maybe One American News or something in your show, but very few places are the American people even hearing about this.
Yeah.
Now let's just suppose if this were on the Republican side, everybody, including dead people, would hear about it.
Yeah, and I don't understand why they wouldn't be reporting on something like this. This is really bad news that needs to be reported. Just like what I'm about to talk about. U.S. Marshals rescued 45 children, and they arrested 179 individuals for sex crimes, but some of them were drug crimes related to all of this. Some of them were gun charges related to all this, and a few of them were from Florida.
You know, Captain, this latest round of arrests and rescues is part of what's been an ongoing effort by our president to rescue children, not only in this country, but around the world. The pedophilia crime syndicate, if you will, has been just ramping up in recent years to the tune of hundreds of thousands of children around the world. So many thousands of American children are still missing due to this this situation.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God we have, and I think that's one of the other reasons, believe it or not, that the left has been going so hard against our president. President Trump has quietly been working on this situation literally around the world.
Yeah.
Literally.
Now, I got to ask you a question. We all know about the alleged Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot up there in Michigan, but now we're hearing that bomb materials were found during the investigation into this kidnapping plot.
Yeah, I did read that. In fact, I think I think it was on Fox or something like that. I read something about that. About a recent discovery of bomb components.
Well, this is a Fox story, so you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're requesting more time, I believe, to seek grand jury indictments.
Right.
In the alleged kidnapping conspiracy case involving the governor, as I call her, Whitmer. Firearms, explosive device components recently recovered They said they've got to go ahead and analyze and make sure that they determine whether charges under the National Firearms Act, the explosives or anti-terrorism statutes are warranted at this time. That's according to the Assistant U.S. Attorney Nils Kessler. So it goes on and on and on. Sometimes, I'm going back and forth on this. I just wonder if, I'll just say it publicly, this is a staged event. I just don't believe that these people were really, really out there to kidnap her. She's so, and the reason why I say this, Captain, the woman.
Well, they've arrested, seven people?
Yeah, I know this, but this woman has been so dishonest and has tried to set other situations up in order to continue to clamp down on Michigan more and more and more. She's been acting like Nurse Ratched and the witch from, it's a big cartoon Disney put out years ago.
All right.
She is just so wicked.
Now I've got to ask you a question. Are you allowed to carry a firearm in the polling places in Michigan?
But they say that they cannot. Michigan police says open carry ban at the polling places is not based in law, and they won't be able to enforce Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's ban on carrying firearms on Election Day in polling places.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Now let's talk about CPAC, which of course is a conservative group that gets together every year. Usually, they didn't last year outside Washington. They threatened a lawsuit over the Borat KKK scene. Now, I have not seen that, so I don't know what it is that they did that is going on there.
Okay, what that's about, and this is something that the left loves to try to do. They try to find any way to twist and make it seem like conservatives, Christians, or whatever, patriots are the racist, are the people of the KKK because of misinformation. Too many people still believe that stupid lie.
Wow.
When they filmed this particular movie or whatever, they put a KKK footage in connection with CPAC, and that that's a bendable lie.
Not true. Not even close.
Yeah, absolutely. So they need to sue. They need to slap these people around. I mean, but the left has been trying this kind of crap for an awful long time with conservatives in general.
Well, I'll tell you what. And by the way, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because Judge Amy Coney Bryant, Barrett gets sworn in today by the Chief Justice. She gets sworn in twice, once as a justice, and now she's going to be sworn in to be on. So we'll see how that all works out, but I will talk to you on Thursday, so stay low and stay warm.
Take care. Bye now.
Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and the Ron Edwards American Experience. It shows on Sundays on our affiliate up there in Columbia, South Carolina, WCET-FM. And hello to everybody in Columbia, South Carolina.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett this morning is now Justice Barrett.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences. I love the Constitution and the Democratic Republic that it establishes, and I will devote myself to preserving it.
ACB has become the 115th justice to serve on the Supreme Court and starts work Tuesday. The longest-serving member of the current court, Associate Justice Clarence Thomas, delivered the constitutional oath of office Monday night. On Tuesday, Chief Justice John Roberts will complete the process by delivering the judicial oath to the court's ninth member. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my little buddy, Donna Fiducia. She's up there at the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. I met her at the World Trade Center on September 11, 2001. She was with Fox News. She was sitting on the anchor desk the morning all that happened, and a little bit later in the day, she wound up coming down to the World Trade Center to do an actual live report there, and I got interviewed by her, and quite an interesting lady. We've had a friendship all these years, she and her husband Don. But this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows, and yep, they're back and better than ever, and this Saturday and Sunday, they're going to be at the Mid-Reg Hall, which is over in Largo. Now, don't forget, if you want to go there, the gun show opens Saturday from 9 a.m., goes to 5 p.m. Sunday it opens from 9 a.m., goes to 3 p.m. And each day they have a concealed carry class. Now, on Saturday it'll be at 2 p.m. On Sunday it'll be at 12 noon. So if you want to get your concealed carry permit, you can go there and take the class and get that. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as private collections at Two Guys Gun Shows in Brace. And they also have a large collection of knives there, too. So stop on by, say howdy-howdy to me, and take a look and see what's going on. They're located 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. That is the Two Guys Gun Show at the Mid-Reg Hall in Largo this weekend. And joining us right now, we have got the red-haired firebrand herself, Brooke Emery from Book Talks America. Hey there.
Good morning.
And my 36 people have just all gone wild outside the window. Okay, call it. There we go. We had to quiet them down because they're making too much noise. They'll wake everybody up on the street here. All right. Yeah.
Now, and there are more people in there than there are at a Biden rally.
That's true. That's true. Now, let's talk about Justice Amy Coney Barrett. I am just so proud for America. It was great watching that swearing-in ceremony.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And a couple things. So my last article from last week was about her and about the hypocrisy of the feminists, because the feminists are not happy at all about her. But it's amazing because she was sworn in on Hillary's birthday. So
yeah,
it's like so much sweetness on the frosting on the cake with sugar pops and sprinkles. That's how delicious it is. And but the thing, you know, I mean, the thing that's so crazy, though, is that the conservatives, or the Republicans, I should say, they got, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who's left of Mao, in by like 90-some-odd votes. So the partisanship on the part of Democrats in regard to all of these justices should hopefully make the Republican Party writ large wake up and realize they're never going to give you anything. You're going to have to fight for everything, so fight like they do, you know? So, but it was really delicious, and a lot of people were trolling Hillary on Twitter, including myself, which was fun.
By the way, I am now.
And by the way, she was sworn in by Clarence Thomas, who Biden smeared so mercilessly. So that was another thing that was really good.
Yeah. By the way, I'm now a chump for Trump.
Oh, I'm a proud chump for Trump. I mean, it's just another T-shirt to get. I'm a deplorable chump.
Well, no, it's actually a Facebook group.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, there's like, keep it up, people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so, did you see where Jill Biden was talking and the sign fell off?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there was a meme on Twitter, and it said, the sign fell off, and underneath it, it said, "Where's Hunter?" So, I mean, we're just fun, I have to say. The conservative is fun.
Yep. Now, that's all good. Now, let's move on to the CNN report, which has accused conservatives of discrediting the big tech, while they and Twitter has suppressed the story from the New York Post.
Among other things. I mean, the idea that conservatives are making this up is just laughable. And again, we have to pray that the people on the other side that might be open to some of our ideas are looking and seeing this, because everybody's being played. You know, and if we can't have a fair and open press, we're in big trouble. People have to have access to information. It would have been, I can't understand, I mean, I can actually, but like Dana Rovach, she was so upset that she didn't get she wasn't able to talk about the Epstein scoop when she had it. She has to probably know stuff about Hunter too. And they have to, at some point, these journalists are going to have to realize they're going to be completely devastated when Trump wins again and he gives them no access and he starts his own news corporation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they'll be done.
Yeah.
And you know he will.
And we
you
have,
know they will.
And we have the Trump Party.
Exactly. It's MAGA coalition. That's what it is.
All right. Well, VMI, which is a Virginia Military Institute, and their superintendent, a highly decorated veteran, was forced to resign after the Virginia Governor Ralph Northam ordered a probe into structural racism at the historic military college.
Isn't that ironic? So an old Norty Nort, who said, "Leave the baby on the table till we decide when we're going to kill it."
And who was dressed in blackface.
That's what I was going to say. Mm-hmm. Either blackface or the Klan is going to make that decision. So, I mean, it's particularly heartbreaking that the state of Virginia, which is the home of Washington and Jefferson, is gone so far, really. I don't even understand it. This guy, Democrats don't care. They don't care. They're the biggest hypocrites of all.
Well, VMI has what's called the plebe system. They're the same thing as what they do at West Point. And it's a very strong, hard discipline system for about the first 8 months that you're in school, a military college like that. I mean, you're treated like a zero, like a piece of dirt. But you learn.
Of any race.
You
of
learn,
every race.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. But you learn discipline. That's what it's all about. So that, you know, in order to give orders, you have to be able to take them.
Yeah, well, it's part of critical race theory. I mean, this is all the mentality. It's to break down the institutions, and what's a better institution?
Well, that's one of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now let's move along, because Joe Biden says he misspoke when he talked about all that free college everybody was going to get. Well, there went the youth vote.
Yeah. Well, I hope the Bernie Bros are paying attention. I mean, I do think we have to figure out a way to mitigate the student debt. I think one of the reasons that all of these young people are so crazy, other than being indoctrinated, is the legitimate fear of having no access to upward mobility because they're strangle-held by this college debt. I don't know what the solution is, but I really wish Trump, I really hope that Trump does something to try to figure it out. And I wish they had messaging, because all of these young people have that because of Obama and how they federalized the student debt, and also the elitist attitude that somehow working with your hands, which usually pays, it's the skills that pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But that's somehow not good enough. It's not valuable. And we need, you know, Mike Rowe, I hope he's working with Trump. I've been trying to get him on my show and get in contact with him. That is a whole paradigm shift that we need to have, because take that energy for all these crazies, especially the young men, and get them working with their hands, wood shop, auto shop, all that stuff. You know, a lot of things need to change in that respect. Because it's not sustainable. You know, getting a sociology or gender studies degree and owing $100,000, you can't do it.
Now, more than 16.8 million viewers tuned into CBS 60 Minutes Sunday night to see President Trump and Biden and the interviews that were done there. And, of course, President Trump got up and walked out on Leslie Stahl.
Yeah. Is that a high mark for the debates?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, well.
Nope.
Well, the number one trending search, and I heard you talking, I think, with Chris Markowski about, or Ron, about changing the vote. The number one search the day after the debate is, can I change my vote?
Yeah, and there's only seven states that allow it. Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi. Other than that, you're stuck.
Well, I'm not sure they should be able to. I think the populace should be educated and get off their asses enough to actually work and find out what it is that you're voting for. However, it's very telling, and that to me is one of those sort of like, oh, okay, well, you know, there was a search. Those are the kind of things that are the underlying cultural indicators of how this might go. If people are actually looking to change their vote, it means that it was a major, major disruption in the what is being out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So between the college thing, between that, the fracking thing, I mean, to say that is just so massive. So we'll see. And apparently, you know, Cortez is all, you know, upset about all this stuff that Biden has been saying.
Oh, yeah. She goes, well, we're going to have to talk to Joe. She just laughed when they were talking about, well, you know, he's going to not stop the fracking. She just laughed because she knows that she's in the catbird seat.
Yeah, well, they're controlling him, and that's one of the great things that Trump is doing. He's such a gangster, the way he plays those videos.
Oh, that's great.
At the rallies.
Great.
I mean, it's so brilliant that I can't even, you know. I hope he does. The one I hope he does, I don't know if he's going to Philly or any place.
All right.
You know, yeah, he needs to play the UA Black one from Biden.
Okay.
Get that out there.
Time to go, so hold on, and I'll talk to you next week if I don't see you sooner.
God bless the troops and first responders. Bye.
All right, and it's Brooke Talks America Saturday nights on this flagship station of mine, Brooke Talks America, at 7 p.m., and I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Call or hang out. I'll get right to you. I'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And as you know, we here in the Captain's America radio show are ardently pro-life and support organizations that help women everywhere having real freedom of choice. That includes making the choice not to end the pregnancy. Now, did you know that an average of over 2,300 women in the United States every day choose to abort their pregnancy? Now, that number may be shocking, but even more so is that the majority of those women are making that decision in order to make someone else happy. Now, Heartbeat International is one of those organizations doing what they can to give women options. Since 1971, they've developed a network of pro-life pregnancy resource centers all across the U.S. and around the world. They provide call centers to counsel women having doubts about ending their pregnancy and going further to enable them to find other approaches to their life circumstances. Now, they're saving lives, and you can give them support by going to saveababynow.com and consider a donation. Or, if it's easier for you, you can call 800-999-7408. That number again, 800-999-7408. Heartbeat International, advancing life-affirming pregnancy help worldwide. And again, that website, saveababynow.com, that's saveababynow.com, or call them at 800-999-7408. Now, President Trump has a simple view of things. He sees nothing complicated or indecisive about maintaining America as the greatest nation on earth, or to be a stone in the shoe of any nation or individual wanting to relegate the United States to existence as only a chapter in a history book. Now, part of that vision is to put the current leadership of the Democratic Party, by the way, a party that has dangerously lost its way, to bed, to clean up Washington and make firm a prosperous future for our great country. And since the 60s, the party has slowly been overpowered by Marxist revolutionaries that have appropriated the education system, the media, much of Washington to a point where schools and news outlets no longer teach and inform, but instead indoctrinate, which is why Washington's swamp is filled with rogue public servants willing to sell out America for the almighty buck. Now, the Democrats have miscalculated. They thought in 2016 they'd reached the point of easy pickings, and along came the ultimate outsider, Donald J. Trump. Trump was not just a candidate, but a movement that reminded the American people of who they were, patriotic, fair-minded, generous, and not racist. And the Democrats were reminded that the acceptance of bondage by Americans can't be taught or indoctrinated. It's got to be forced, which is why the Democrats were not going to get that opportunity. Now, as the final counterattack, Democrats now have let out all the stops. They must win to complete their agenda and prevent many in their leadership from being arrested and prosecuted for federal crimes. They are desperate. And with desperation, in many cases, comes additional illegality and, for some, treason. Now, everything I've said, read, and heard tells me that we have come to some reasonable expectation as to what might happen on election night and beyond. The Democrats will attempt to conduct a color revolution, a revolution used numerous times by intelligence communities on third world countries. This is PSYOPS 101. And that is, they're going to conduct a coup through agitation and chaos. They're going to blame it all on Trump and call it a victory for democracy, because blaming it on Trump is going to be important. You see, they primed the nation to expect Trump's refusal to leave office. But Trump's defiance will only be the result of massive election fraud. The problem is, he's not going to lose. So now, what do you do? Well, you riot. Now, when Trump clearly wins, in that scenario, Biden will refuse to concede. States that Trump won are pressured into sending Democrats to the formal Electoral College vote just in case, and to trust that the military might take care of the rest. And remember, the Democrats have been planting the thought of in the voters' minds that the military might be needed to remove Trump from the White House, and that's just not going to happen. Now, on election night, when it's clear Trump is winning, hundreds of thousands of mail-in ballots, mainly fraudulent, will mysteriously appear and keep appearing for days, especially from those closely contested states, along with a demand for a recount or an acceptance of the harvested ballots, because they'll say every vote counts. And big tech will provide cover. Facebook, Twitter, newspapers, flagging any posts or tweets that claim Trump won, closing accounts of known conservatives, including the president, chaos by the Marxist Democrats, obviously time to do their propaganda war before the December 14th Electoral College vote. All you'll hear is Trump lost, Trump lost. It'll be on the TVs, radios, newspaper, social websites, not this radio station, by the way, and on the lips of every rabid Democrat, liberal pundit, and Hollywood celebrity. But in the meantime, this election will be historic. It'll be an election that decides the direction of this nation, freedom or bondage, whether this country will be as the founders envisioned, or will it be a new socialist state, part of a new world order, governed by an unelected ruling class, ultimately controlled by an oligarchy thousands of miles away, a.k.a. George Soros. Now, the only break to a full-scale violent revolution will be the total landslide never before seen beyond any question by Donald Trump. And I believe Donald Trump can do this. I believe he can win. And I believe he can win by a large margin. As a matter of fact, I think he can win at least 40 states. And when he does, it's going to be a landslide. It'll be insurmountable. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. The DNC and the Democrats are going to find out very quickly that there will be arrests, prosecution of dozens of criminals, traitors, seditionists, people who plotted against the government. Watch and see. Watch and see. Our nation badly needs to have these conspirators put to bed. And the nation needs to be given a thorough cleansing and our future secured. We are Americans. Pray for this election and beyond. This is the greatest election of all times, right now. Most important, most serious. We need to get it right. No ifs, ands, or buts. Now, let me remind you about my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Appliance and Decor, because they're located at 4540 at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they do something the big box stores don't, can't, and won't. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. That's what they do. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And remember to tell them the captain sent you. 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Been there forever and ever and ever. Best at what they do. The absolute best at what they do. And make no mistake about it. Now, coming up tonight, Justice Amy Coney Barrett is going to hit the ground running. There are a number of emergency cases coming before the Supreme Court involving ballot issues and voting issues and extensions of deadlines and this, that, and the other that are lined up, and Justice Barrett will be involved in all of that. They're concerned about the Obamacare and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. Well, the main concern right now is getting the voting laws straightened around to where there's not a bunch of advantage being taken of people by these groups that want to get things done. And to the guys and gals in the chat room, thanks very much for chiming in. And Eric and Seminole, thank you very much, my friend. And Steve in Thailand. And let's see here. Brooke and George, Godfather. Hey, George, Cousin Vinny, Steve, let's see, Terry in Nashville, Richard and Marine out in Oregon. LJ, nice to see you in there tonight. And, Christine, to you too. All right, thanks very much. I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's going to be a busy day. Stay low, stay out of trouble, stay safe, and drive.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.